Okay.
Welcome, everyone. This is Glenda Dawson, and I have Eric Hausmans here, who is bringing the Council of Nine. And I wanted to say thank you for following us and watching our shows or our programming every single week. Again, you could find us at Glenda's Magical Creations channel at the Conscious Awakening Network, which is on Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and many other streaming platforms like YouTube, Facebook, etc. So welcome, Eric and Council of Nine.
Thank you.
How are you both today?
Okay, where we go, I still don't know. Let's dive into that. When I tell you five, where are you then? I have no clue.
I am in a, I guess it would be like a, it's not a spaceship, but it looks like a spaceship, but it's not a spaceship. It's like a station.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it the top goes like this. The bottom goes like this. So it's a two-layer thing. One is they're going opposite, both halves, and I am in the middle.
Okay.
Top middle.
Okay, the people need to understand, we talked about chakras a few minutes just before, and I think it's an energy hub, I will call it.
That's fair.
Okay, what I think, and we are improvising as usual. What I think they want to show is that, like the internet on Earth, you have servers and hubs.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that the universe works the same way. And we are, or you are, no, we are in that kind of hub.
Mm-hmm.
Can you relate to that?
Yes.
Okay. Pure improvising, that hub is a consciousness, and he wants to talk.
Okay. Okay. I will let it talk. I will channel it so people can hear what it has to say.
Okay. You're going to pure channel, I think, now.
Pure channel. Welcome.
Okay. As an assistance, talk yes. Slow, almost with a male voice, if you can. So it's a dark, it's a deep voice.
Okay. Yes, it is.
And slow.
Welcome. You have arrived at one of the energy hubs for all to understand. This is where beings come so they can gather, refresh, and go to their next destination. Mm-hmm. For you, Earth, it is like a rest stop
mm-hmm.
on a highway where you get fuel for your vehicle, fuel for yourself, and rest and stretch your legs. We have been here, present, and assisting since the beginning. This is one of the places where beings stopped on their way to Earth to pop, to bring it to life. Mm-hmm. To bring it knowledge. And to bring it peace.
Okay. Or what comes to mind through Eric's mind is you have a lot of humans that pass by, but you're not specific for humanity.
Correct. We are for all beings. This is the one of the places where what humans call oneness is practiced.
Okay.
There's no beginning, no end. There is no you or I. It is a place of peace, place of quietness, a place of togetherness.
Okay. I can go two ways, and we can go both ways. I will tell you what I think the options are. That is the deep understanding. That's number one, the deep understanding of life / oneness from your perspective. And second, I think we have to do both, is to connect with you from an individual, but more from a collective perspective. Okay.
I feel I need to release the pain that Glenda is carrying at this very moment in her physical body.
Okay. How do we do that? Do I do a countdown, or do I just whatever you like to do?
Count from 5 to 1.
Okay. 5. Glenda, release. 4. Go into that hub and allow. I will be very specific. No healing, but a reset. You are life. Reset the biology of belief of your root chakra. Be life. 4. 3. You share, you receive from that hub all life you need. In fact, eternal. So drop the biology of belief being mortal. 2. Allow oneness. 1. Okay, back to you.
We are now one. We are not separate. We are life. We are beginning. We are end. We are now. We are always. At this moment, we are. We are life. We are one. We are always. We are now. We are there. We are here. We are. Once there is that understanding, there will be unity. There will be an us as one. There will be we. There will be we.
Okay. Go as deep as you can. Allow as much as you can. For Glenda and for the viewers, we are in the 24th dimension. Your life beyond every form, pure life, pure consciousness.
Look around. See it all. Experience it all. Feel it all. I will allow Glenda to remember so she can explain what she experienced. We are part of life. We are life. We are. Period.
Okay, what I get is a blue light, the blue light of coolness of him.
And there are beings here showing all that she needs to see.
Okay, for a surprise for Glenda, you are part of that blue, I will call it blue,
blue existence.
The blue existence, yes. That's the only decent word we can.
Yes, we are all part of that.
Yes.
We exist. We're not born, we're not dead. we exist. No beginning, no end, just are.
For the viewers, please, while we are casting out this video, while Glenda is experiencing what she experiences, for all who listens and watches, allow the blue existence of life.
Those that take this moment will see it, will feel us, will know we're right there with them. We are part of them. They are part of us.
Yes.
Brenda has released the pain.
There is no pain. It's only blue.
Yes. And we are as Glenda tells me, she is experiencing the true meaning of chakra, root base chakra. This is what I believe you guys call it. Just being one, the oneness, the source.
I have a small question. Can we call it the 24th?
Yes.
Okay.
My moments of silence. I am giving her direct messages. To the Council of Nine. You know who we are. To Eric. You have experienced it. I want to acknowledge that.
I am experiencing it as we speak.
Is there anything else that you require at this moment?
No, we are very good. Just checking with Glenda that she experienced all she could experience at this moment.
Yes.
Okay. Then we are not closing, but we are transforming the 24th blue ray, or whatever you call it, into
existence.
Yes, please.
Blue ray of existence.
The blue ray of existence. Thank you. We are transposing the blue ray of existence into a slightly lower vibration, so the bodily frequency can take that in. It will stay blue, but it will be slightly lower. And it will stay with Eric, Glenda, and whomever wants to allow it for at least 3 weeks. Thank you, Blue Ray.
Existence.
I am with you, you are with me. We are one.
I am now releasing. Thank you. I'm still feeling the energy.
Okay, good. So the base hub is gone, but the energy is still there?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Wow, that was a lot of energy. The whole body vibrating still. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Eric is experiencing this, but I am experiencing it all up and down my spine.
It's calmer in my system. While you're doing that, mm-hmm. Counter of nine here. Check your spine and make it a 24 step spine.
Okay.
And just clean the tube. So go up and down the tube with the blue energy and whatever resistance, very slightly. And the blue energy is doing a very soft but thorough clean. And these are all just little or big programs. And you release them. You don't need them anymore. We talked about survival, that program out, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
As an inner joke or an outer joke, it's Memorial Day in your spine.
Yes.
I don't need that memory. I will keep that memory. I don't need that memory. I will keep that memory.
Much easier energy going up and down.
Okay. We take a big pause, but we don't stop the recording.
Okay.
Take your time. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but I felt you shaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like...
Yeah, intense.
Intense, yes. Where I said that energy from that I was experiencing was very intense.
Okay.
But that was good.
What happened 4,000 years ago?
4,000 years ago.
In this respect, of cleaning memories.
4,000 years ago, I was, for all intents and purposes, I was killed. Mm-hmm. In whatever incarnation that was. A group of people turned. I was trying to help them, healing them, helping them with healing. And they turned to me and turned everything around. So it made it from being a good thing to a so-called evil thing.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So that's what happened then.
Okay. We don't need more. Just what I feel is that we cannot compare it with the current humanity format.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's every lifetime you experience something different.
Mm-hmm.
And when you remember all of them, you realize that each one of them had his good and bad, but you could kind of understand each timetable, so to speak.
Yeah. And the only thing you need to do is the memory that things look upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made it upside down, and then you looked at it as if it was upside down, you get confused.
Mm-hmm.
And we are taking away the confusion. That's all. And that's one of your pains from 4,000 years ago. Why are things upside down?
Mm.
No, they appeared upside down. They wanted you to believe they were upside down.
Okay. Makes sense. I understand it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shivering again.
my hands got cold.
yeah, that's okay. That's okay. What they call a break. Go to your memory and no report, pure personal. When you were 27, something was upside down. Just remember that. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And tell that girl of 27, it looked upside down, but now look again.
Yeah. Very different perspective.
And what I see now, I don't know why I see that, it's linked with thousands of experiences that were upside down, collectively.
Mm. Okay.
And then I think we are referring to that hub, that he has to rectify that every time a being passes by and he thinks he's half dead. And he said, no, you're not half dead, you're half alive.
Okay.
Okay, that was the break.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take one more sip.
No, no problem.
All right. Ready.
I'm seeing her the last 10 minutes, a female. I'm not sure. That's all I get. Something, someone who's alive. I don't know, or a Christian being. I'm not sure. Female.
Female.
Very close to you. I think both. Both alive and both not alive.
Okay.
Or at least more conceptual.
Dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
About 5'2", 5'3".
Okay.
See my mother. Yeah, she's always visiting. And soon we should see my granny, which is me, which is strange to say this now.
Okay, for the record, your mother is still living?
No.
Okay, and your granny?
My granny is about 8 generations back.
Ah, okay. Ooh. Okay. Okay.
And there's granny. Usually, when one appears, the other one shows up and they start bringing in all the different generations of women.
Yeah, that I see also. A very big line of female, one after the other. Hundreds.
Mm-hmm. And they were all very gifted.
Yeah.
Knew more than they were willing to share for fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's the line. They just came because they realized I went someplace new and wanted to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, but there is a timeline opening up, or an opportunity line more.
Mm-hmm. And see, I see it as a door.
Mm-hmm.
And the door appeared and it's right there.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to open that door.
Yep.
And walk in. I'm accepting the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting it provide whatever it is I need.
Yep.
Manifestation, right?
Yes.
And I see the opportunity.
Very good.
Actually, there's two in there. They're kind of connected.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what I see is, and it's not only that, but it's also that, is you have an opportunity, but there is also an opportunity, if correct, I don't know you at all. Do you have grandchildren yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, a female one?
Mm-hmm. Granddaughter.
Okay. Granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
So, she's interested. She's also interested in that possibility.
Mm-hmm. She's Still not even 1 year old, but I'm
okay.
I know she's the next generation.
Exactly.
And there's her coming in. I see. Okay. I know when that door needs to be fully opened, and now I have been told, shown what it is, and I am more than willing to accept. So. Okay.
And what I see is your granddaughter says to you and us a little bit, how do we call it? I can't find the word. I will find the word later, maybe. Cocky. Yeah, that's the word.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's sassy already, yes.
Yeah, sassy. Sassy is the word. Okay. But my English is not that in detail. No, it's sassy.
Sassy. Oh, yeah. She's sassy already.
Yeah. She says, sassy, I have been a very big, nasty witch. And I failed to use the opportunity that is now offering on display. And I will, if you agree, we will both develop this opportunity this time.
Definitely. It is my joy to develop it with her.
And she says, as an inside joke, because you know it far more, you know your own family, I will stay sassy later on also. I'm no joke. I'm not a woman to joke with. count on it.
Nope, I know. I see it in her eyes.
Yeah. So my mother will have a big job raising me.
Yeah. I think my granddaughter is going to raise my daughter. I think it's the other way around.
yes, indeed. But she's also telling me, but that's part of the family. We're like that. Everyone is like that. So nothing new in the family.
So very true.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. Just
I know. So very true.
Okay. Have your private conversation with your family members.
Mm-hmm.
I will be silent till you're done.
Okay. They told me what they needed to tell me at this moment.
Okay.
They're basically saying they're not going anywhere, but they're not going to be in my way either.
No.
They're going to be with me.
Yeah. And I see four women around you. Not two, not three, four. And again, that's personal feel.
The fourth one came to be seen. I couldn't see her before. She was kind of hiding. But now she's there. Okay. And now I feel like everybody's like just putting their hand kind of like supporting me.
Yeah. And then for the record, they're the fourth of you, and you're number five.
Mm-hmm.
Is we will support you with the pain, but understand it's our pain, not your pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's our biology of beliefs, our convictions as a group, not yours own. And then refer to that 24 blue existence where the solution lies and the opportunity lies.
Okay. Okay, I'm backing out.
Yes. Before you back out completely,
mm-hmm.
See there are tens of women, about 100, that will need your info that you're getting now. They will come to you.
Okay.
You know them already. Most of them you know already.
Okay, I am here.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hard work again today.
Hard work again today.
They're not giving you light tasks every week.
No pass. That's okay. I like to work hard. Gets me places and helps me evolve and learn and heal.
Not sure that, and we are done on deep diving. Again, Eric doesn't need to know who are you going to meet Monday.
Monday, okay.
That's already part of the possibility.
Okay, good.
There is an appointment already, even a slight one. You thought it was just something fancy or something. No.
Okay.
Right. It may be short in time, but big in intensity.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Questions?
No. Not right now. That's still processing.
No, okay. I don't mean that kind of questions. process, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So we are not leaving, try to process it while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
While you're in the, how do you call it, in the energy bubble,
mm-hmm.
process everything you can. So talk about it, think about it, whatever. You don't have to say much, but whatever, process.
Okay.
feel the links with all kinds of women, not specific, but in general.
Yes. I felt the empowerment, the energy of the togetherness.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So.
The women's club.
The women's club, yes.
And then one on the side, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And I have to remember myself. The man with the black coat and the black hat. From last week, I think.
Okay.
That brutal.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to, I'm not sure again, I'm sure, but difficult to define. He wants to take in his feminine energy, but he's also giving you something from his female side. Can you relate to that? Something small, a small gift?
He is giving me, he's actually giving me the permission side. Kind of like permission, kind of like encouragement.
Yeah. No, he's giving you the permission and his words, and again, report to me or even not. It's giving you the permission not to take that shit anymore.
Yes. Actually, that's exactly what he said. Yep.
Where he was the symbol for don't take that shit.
Yeah. Don't allow anyone to overstep their boundaries.
Yes. Yeah. And that's an understatement.
Yeah, he did put it a little more lively, but just yep. We'll leave it like that. And I accepted it.
And then, okay, we stop when you want to stop, because this process is a very big process. And what I see now, there is a male energy burden on your back that has no permission to be there anymore.
Yes, smack in the middle of my back.
Yeah.
Between my shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And it's in a better area like this.
Yeah. And he's eating your energy. He was eating your energy only because you allowed the energy to be there. So, and that's where is he referring to? No. I give you the permission not to be involved in that kind of, again, sorry, shit.
Mm-hmm. It is time to cut off all the cords.
Yes.
It is time to take up your shield.
Yeah.
It is time to hold your sword. And it is time to stand tall.
And again, let me be also for you, for Glenda and the viewers, that Glenda's soul and female lineage allowed this male, slightly abusing energy to be there for the greater good. And that was okay then, and that was okay now, but it's over and done.
Now it's time to let go.
Yeah, it was a choice, and you're making another choice. Totally free.
Mm-hmm. It is said, it is so, be it so, it is done.
And then the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see a lot of younger boys,
mm-hmm,
that were hooked or were going to hook on that principle, that abusive principle. Mm-hmm. They have to find another way. And they agree on it. They're happy to agree, mm-hmm, on it.
That was the only way that they were shown. So now,
yes, exactly.
Now that they realize they have options and,
yeah,
free will, they are definitely taking it.
Yeah. They are happily taking it because they were stuck also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, process some more, but no extra input anymore.
Okay. Wings are out.
Yep.
Phoenix is back.
Yep. Okay. Council of Nine, stand by.
Okay. I'm back.
Okay, we're done.
Thank you, Council of Nine. Thank you, Eric, for allowing this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all who are taking this journey with us. Again, if you have any questions, just contact me. You could look me up at my website, glendasmagicalcreations.com, or you can send me an email at glendasmagicalcreations@gmail.com. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.